Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. You are live with Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions, in the Lion's Den. It is my purpose today to bring you strength. Strength from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life's difficult situations through relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcendent godly wisdom, the efficacy of knowledge and education, and primarily strength to the weary in life. From the sourcehood, the source, the power connection with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what I want you to do now is go ahead and roar for your victory. Roar for your hope, roar for your prosperity, roar for your deliverance, and roar for your strength. My God, I'm excited to be here with you tonight. Our topic tonight is a comeback story. That's right, a comeback story. You know, when you have to bounce back from some things, yes, it's hard when difficulty or difficult change comes to your life. It's hard getting your mind right and wrapped around those situations, especially when it's a life shaking or shattering setback, but you're built for hard. You can weather the storm. You can come through this and regain your focus because you've been set up, but it's for a good thing. So tell yourself you will get through this. Hold your head up and get up and believe you will bounce back better than ever. Listen, I have a guest panelist here with me tonight. My guest was born in New York, but raised in New Jersey. She is the mother of three young adult children, and grandmother of seven grandchildren. After a life of drugs, gang violence, clubbing, and homelessness, the mercy of God stepped in at the age of 24 years old. She surrendered her life to the Lord. 7 years later, God began to stir up her ministry and awaken the calling. Her first calling was a prayer and intercessory ministry. Next, she powerfully moved in the prophetic in her street ministry for 8 years. In 1992, she was ordained an evangelist. The ministry took off with great miracles in hospitals, churches, and homeless shelters, healing the hurting and feeding hungry souls, spiritually and physically. In 1996, she moved to Virginia, launching her ministry that focused on street ministry, deliverance, prayer, and a radio ministry for 15 years with a radio ministry still on the air today. She was ordained a pastor in 1999, and the breadth of her anointing hinges on the apostolic, the prophetic, and evangelistic. She is a kingdom builder, visionary, a nurse by trade, and businesswoman with her own line of creative designer jewelry. She operates fully in the gifts of the Spirit. And her favorite scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Celebrating 21 years of ministry, the blessed woman of God, prophetess, evangelist Tina Danzler. So glad to have you here with us tonight.
God bless you. I'm glad to be here.
Amen. How you feeling this evening?
Oh, just blessed of the Lord and thankful and grateful and just thank God for his goodness.
Well, I'm excited to have you here tonight. We're going to talk, we're going to discuss, we're going to have a conversation, and we're going to let the world listen in on our conversation. How about that?
Praise God. Amen.
And we're going to talk about a comeback, because many people have been through things, but how many people bounce back? How many people come back from what they go through? Have you ever been in a place where you wanted to or did give up on your dreams or your life?
Oh, yes. Amen. Yes, I have. I have been there. Amen. And it was a very difficult time, very discouraging. And really, it was very depressing as well. And I struggled with, you know, my dreams and my desires and where I was at that particular time. Amen. And it was very challenging. It was very hard. Amen. But by the grace of God, he gave me hope, and I thank him.
That's it right there. He gave us hope. So many people are in a place of hopelessness or helplessness, and that's what the Lord does. He, our hope, he gives us, what is it? He gives us that strength to carry on, to get back up and get back in the fight, correct?
Oh, yes. Amen. Yes, he does. And it's just so awesome how he does that, too.
Well, Providence Evangelist, how would you describe your comeback story?
Wow, I would describe my comeback story, my God, as the faithfulness of God. I mean, God is so faithful. When we think that it's over, when we feel that I'm counted out, and just feel that this situation or whatever is going on in my life at that time was not going to turn around, the faithfulness of God stepped right in. Mm-hmm. And God just begins to strengthen. Amen. And so I would say the faithfulness of God, that's my comeback story, the faithfulness of God, hallelujah, that he's faithful to his word, amen, and he is a keeper, he's a restorer, he's a renewer, he's a revival. I'll tell you, he's everything.
I like that, the faithfulness of God stepped in. Did he teach you how to trust him, or did you learn from an early age about the Father, or how did it take place?
Well, the Lord taught me how to trust him, and I was taught, you know, about that early on. But as I began to walk out, you know, my salvation, the Lord was taking me step by step, and he would teach me, amen, through experiences and through things I would go through. The Lord would teach me, and he would assure me by doing what only he can do concerning the situations.
Now, as I read your bio, it says New York, the Big Apple, New Jersey. You're not exactly a country girl, you know?
No, I'm not.
So you came up in the big city where there are a whole lot of a whole lot of things pulling at you, you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's so many opportunities just to get, they're good opportunities as well, but there are also a lot of things pulling at your attention, trying to get you caught up in this and that city life. That's what you became, right?
Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah,
well,
that life was, that's a rough life.
Why do you feel like people give up and just quit?
Well, I from experience and from seeing what different one goes through around me, is their focus. Their focus is wrong. Their focus is on what is taking place or what they are going through and what they're looking at. So their focus is wrong. And a lot of times what we see, we tend to magnify that, or what we're going through, we tend to make that greater and bigger than the promises of God. So it's basically what we're looking at, our focus, and what we're seeing, what's taking place at that time, how we're seeing it, amen. But when we begin to look in the promises of God, that helps us to bounce back. But a lot of times we give up because we get so engulfed in what we're going through. Amen?
Amen, that's correct.
But when we begin to look at the promise will help us to rise up and to get up.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And, you know, the dirty secret is that people are afraid. You know,
yes.
People are afraid. And it's sad that a lot of people are hurt, you know.
Yes.
But the reality is that, you know, scared people hurt people even more. So we're out here, our focus is off, and then we're afraid of getting hurt, and yet everybody is hurting, people on top of hurting, and people don't know who to trust. You know, these fearful people spend their lives in a bubble or in a cycle of pain. You know?
Yes.
And what breaks that cycle of pain for you?
What that broke that cycle of pain is just beginning to just allow God to do a healing on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And yielding to the Spirit of God, I mean, giving way to God and acknowledging that I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I need mm-hmm. help from a greater source than me. Amen. And
right.
just begin to open up and allow God to do the work in you. You got to acknowledge first that you need help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you need God to do this because you can't do it. And a lot of times we hold on instead of giving up and giving in and saying, Lord, here am I. I'm broken. I'm hurting. I'm afraid. I'm fearful. I need you to do a work in me. And we must face that head on and acknowledge that we need help.
That's right. That's right. Because it's hard trying to change your life, especially by yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, the Lord may not visit everyone directly, but he will send you somebody. Because it's hard picking up the pieces and starting all over again when, you know, you're trying to get your mind right. You're trying to get your emotions right. You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe you've had a diagnosis you want, or you're starting over again after a loss, or being alone in a new place. You know, those are some of the
yeah.
things that people have to endure and go through. And but you know, we're here to tell them that you can do this. You can come back, because that's what we're talking about—a comeback story. You can come
mm-hmm.
back from that, and you just have to believe. You got to affirm things to yourself
yes.
every day. You know, like you were saying about the right focus. What are some of the things, Evangelist Dancer, that people can focus on to help them get back, you know, to come back?
Amen. Well, for one, they need to focus on his word. Amen. They need to focus on the promise. They need to focus on what is God saying about my situation. They need to look into the Word of God and see what do the Lord has to say about this particular area or this situation, this problem, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin to look to the Word of God and look to the promises and begin to speak forth what the Word of God says concerning us.
Mm-hmm. What about our babes, those that don't know? How do we, you know, we just begin to guide them and direct them? I guess it begins
yeah.
with just them having faith and trust, correct?
That's right, having faith and trust and teaching them, amen, to, you know, teaching them the word and building them up in the word, amen, and being there for them and sharing your experiences, amen, and being, you know, open book, you know, where they can see that, yeah, well, if you've been through it, then I can get through it too, you know. And so that's
yes.
where it's at, just being open and being transparent, not, you know, making them seem like, oh, this is an overnight wonder. You know, telling the truth, letting them know, amen,
right.
the things that they have to do, the steps.
That's right. It's not going to be overnight. You know, you ain't going to roar.
Right.
You're going to roar like me overnight. It's going to see. When I roar, you know. You feel it. It ain't going to happen overnight.
Amen.
It's going to take a minute.
That's right.
A minute.
That's
hey,
right.
Dancer, we're going to go to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for tuning in tonight. We're going to go to a break. I want you to listen to this as we go on a break, and we'll be right back.
Don't cry to give up. Try to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
Now, if you know what you're worth. Now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hit and not point the finger saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Because every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different street. Now!
I'm gonna show you how great I am.
The 17th chapter of St. Luke, it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Wynn, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Wynn to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Wynn, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
All right, and we are back. You tune in to Strength from the Lion's Den. Thank you for staying with us. I know it was a long break. I had to get some water. You know, you understand how that is. We're powered by We Inspire Network Radio. Win Radio. I'm partnering with some good people, baby. All right. Yeah, I had to get me some water. I had to wet my whistle, you know. Anyway, listen, we're glad to be back. Tonight in Strength from the Lion's Den, I have with me a prophetess evangelist, Tina Danzler. We're talking about a comeback story. Evangelist Danzler.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen.
Great.
We've been talking for a few minutes now. Let's continue on talking about this comeback story. Now, I want to pose this question to you. You know, sometimes people don't – I try to ask people questions. They don't want to tell me the truth. They don't want to answer
the question. I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's my favorite sound bite right there. I had to give it to you. But, you know, people say it's not over till it's over. So when do you know it's over, you know? They say it ain't over till it's over. Do you really know when it's over, or is it ever really over, you know?
Now, when you say it's not over till it's over, what exactly are you meaning by that?
That's the point that I'm making. People will say that it ain't over till it's over. You have to go to it and say, okay, what are you talking about? Because I believe some things are over. Some things are over, you know.
Oh,
yeah. You know, some things really are over. There are time when what Kenny Rogers said in the song about, you got to know when to walk away. You got to know when to run. But he's talking about sometimes letting go, how they say let go and let God. We're not talking about sometimes people quit, but then sometimes you have to let certain things go.
Yeah.
You know? Because you can burn yourself out staying in a difficult and a rough situation. You keep trying. I'm not going to quit. You holding on. You know? So, you know, what's your take on that? It's not over till it's over, but some things do you need to know when it's over?
That's right. You do. You need to know when it's over because, you know, we got to choose our battles. We can't just hold on and get dragged out and dragged down, and that's really not what God wants, you know? We got to, you know, really be sensitive to the Spirit of God and know when to let go. mm-hmm. and to know that it's the best thing to do.
Right.
And just move forward.
That's it. Move forward. You've been dragged through the mud, and you're still holding mm-hmm. on, saying, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. There is a time. That's when you have to have a sense of discernment or, and then other times, common sense would have to come into play,
mm-hmm.
you know? Not that your common sense is supposed to move the Holy Ghost out the way, but you do have to look at, okay, God is not saying anything in this matter. God is not telling me what to do. So you do have mm-hmm. to have some positive judgment, some common sense, some sense, and do something, you know?
That's right.
But then on the other hand, you can't just give up too soon, right?
Right. Right. You got to know. Amen. You got to know. Once you know what God is saying, amen, concerning your life and how God wants you to walk this walk out and walk your life out, you'll know when to give up and when to quit. Because some things is just unacceptable.
That's right. Because I know ain't no quit in you. Ain't no give up in you. Ain't no turn back in you. Right? I feel that.
That's right. That's right.
That's it.
That's right. And when you know, amen, who you are in the Lord, and when you know whose you are, then, amen, you can stand affirm and know, amen, that if God wants you to stand, amen, you're going to stand. Praise mm-hmm. God. You're going to fight the good fight of faith. You're going to hold on to the promise. Hallelujah. And you're going to keep moving forward.
And that's what I always say, those scriptures, those affirmations that you just said, those are the things you have to tell yourself continually, especially when you're in a hard place. You know, I hear people talk bad and tough when they're on top of the world. It's when the world mm-hmm. on top of you, when you're supposed to talk bad, mm-hmm. you know. I don't identify with Brother Joe, but, brother, you know, I relate, but I'm not in that place, and I'm not saying it, but he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Now, I believe mm-hmm. that and I affirm that. I'm not saying that right now. I'm going to make that clear to the spirit world. But I will say it, you know. But sometimes we can say some things without being and not be accountable for what we say. We say, for God I live and for God I die. But then when something come upon you and you're like, wait a minute, God, I ain't want to go out like this. Wait a minute, you just said, God, I live, for God, I die. See, we have to take a cautionary tale when it comes to what we say, you know?
Amen. That's right.
You were saying some things earlier that can go with this, you said about reading the word, you said about knowing who you are, and you said about God's faithfulness. So what is the process for making a comeback from a great challenge? Because some stuff will knock you to your knees. Life will throw a brick, or in your past or your present, you've been hit hard enough. You ever been hit in the stomach? Man, I don't been hit in every part of my body, but if you get hit in the stomach and that wind come out of you, or you get hit right on the button, you know. But what's the process for making a comeback from a great hit or challenge or setback for you?
What the process was for me, knowing my warfare, knowing my fight, amen. What's that? 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, you know, that the weapons of our warfare is not natural. When I began to understand that, you know, I'm not dealing with flesh and blood. It's a spiritual war.
Wait. You trying to tell me that Sister Butterbean, it's not her that she rolled her eyes at you. You tell me it ain't Sister Butterbean? Sister Butterbean rolled your eyes at you. That's warfare, right?
Well, we know that there's operations of the flesh as well. And so a lot of people, they do operate in their flesh, amen. Mm-hmm. But we understand the ultimate fight is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But we understand that, you know, there's definitely different activities of the flesh and operations at times, amen. And we just got to know what's the difference, amen. But I'm going to tell you the way I got through my greatest, the process was for me, praise God, was getting in a quiet place. Getting in a quiet place and just begin to cause my spirit to rest in the Lord. And it didn't happen overnight. It was a daily thing that I had to do, amen. And I began to get the scriptures, praise God, and I began to actually listen to this lady and put it on my phone and just listen to the word of God and let the word of God get in my spirit and let it soak me on the inside, amen. Because David even said in the word, he said, thy word has quickened me. And see, the word is life, and the word will quicken you even when you feel defeated, when you feel like you just don't have any more strength, when you might feel like it's over, amen. But when you begin to just rest in the Lord, get a quiet place and begin to let the word of God get in your spirit, get in your mind, and get in your soul. Mm-hmm. It begin to give you strength, amen, as you go through that process of coming back, praise God, and get in a place of prayer and communion and relationship with God. You know, Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Mm-hmm. There's a place that you can get in God where the enemy just can't come. Come on, amen. But okay. God will cover you, praise God, and protect you until you get enough strength to come back. And that comeback strength and comeback power is through prayer. It's nothing else but prayer.
Okay. Well, tell me this, even. I like that. How long do you need to be in that quiet place? Because I know, you know, in the Bible, when David was grieved because they were talking about stoning him, but the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord, and he bounced back almost immediately. But then you talk about there's Elijah, where Elijah had to go get in a cave, and he had to go for a little while away. So how long does it take? So, you know, or is it the office that a person is in? Because if you're in a certain office, you can't take 3 to 4, 5 years, right? Or if you're, you're a pastor, you got a church, you can't. You want to rest 3 or 4, 5 years, you come back, everything going to be gone. Like Rumpelstiltskin, who is it? Whip Van Winkle, you come back, everything going to be changed. So how long does it vary with the individual, you know, when it's time to go take that rest?
Yes, it does vary with the individual. And one thing about God, we know there's no time with him. He is just so awesome that he has, when it's time, when that release comes for you to come out of that place, that spiritual moment or that spiritual place, the Spirit of the Lord will release you. Amen. He will release you from that.
That's right. Okay. That's good, because the reason why I said that, because I often reminded of Moses when he went up on the mountain. Moses was gone 40 days and 40 nights.
Amen.
He came back. Israel was turned up all the way up. But yeah, it does vary with the individual.
Yeah.
You know, when you go away to that rest to restore your strength, you know. And you do have to take a period depending on how hard you're hit, you know. You know, everybody's test and trial is not the same. You know, but like you said, I know my warfare. If you know certain offices, certain offices, you're gonna suffer more. Certain offices, you're gonna suffer more. You're gonna have to endure more. I think not that one is greater than other in another, but there's a greater responsibility. You know,
right.
You know, You understand what I'm saying? It's a greater responsibility.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes people say they so caught up in titles. Well, it's not necessarily a title. If you hold an office, you hold an office, you know?
That's right.
If you're an apostle and you ushering, you know, it's like, okay, why are you ushering? Well, you know, it ain't about my title. No, brother, no sister, you need to be on the front lines. It's just certain people need to be in. You have a office for a certain reason. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that person is definitely out of alignment.
they're out of alignment. They're out. Well, maybe they're taking a rest.
No, they're out of alignment.
Hey, they taking a rest from their apostleship to go usher.
No,
he said,
they're out of alignment.
I'd I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. No, it ain't going to work like that, you know.
No,
you're the starting quarterback, but you want to be the water boy this week, you know. Wait a minute,
yeah.
You're the starting quarterback. Yeah, but you know, I want to be the water boy this week. No, it don't work like that.
No.
Yeah. Well, Evangelist,
that's right.
We got to go to a break, and when we come back,
okay.
My God, we just running through this thing. Hey, but when we come back, we're gonna crank it up a little bit. So y'all
uh-huh.
just hold on. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Minister Lloyd Bell Jr., CEO of We Inspire Network Radio.
God bless you, and I am Minister Annie Bell, the COO of We Inspire Network Radio. We had you, our listeners, in mind when we created We Inspire Network Radio, or as we like to call it, WIN Radio.
We incorporated your thoughts and opinions to ensure that our programming will embody true inspiration.
And we will continue to bring relevant and heartfelt shows that cater to the needs and wants of our growing listener base.
Please, subscribe to our network so that you can stay connected.
Join us here every week,
where together, through God, we win.
All right, we are back.
Amen.
I'm Apostle Solomon. You're tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den. We're powered by We Inspire Network Radio, WIN Radio. I'm partnered with a good team of people, COO Lloyd B.J. Bell and CEO Annie Bell. Shout out to y'all. Thank God for you. So, listen, we want to thank everyone who's tuning in tonight. I appreciate you being here tonight. I'm with Prophetess Evangelist Tina Danzler, and we're talking about a comeback story. We live now, Evangelist Danzler. Go ahead and share your thoughts.
Praise God. You're about to come back. You know, you have to really reposition yourself. Amen. Sometimes we can be in a place where we really need not to be, and that can be depression, rejection, unforgiveness, bitterness, resent, whatever. We have to reposition ourselves and get back in the place, you know, get back in the place of the Lord, amen, and that's in his word, amen, and begin to walk out that forgiveness, praise God. And not only that, I was just thinking about when we were talking about the comeback and the process of going through or coming back, praise God. I had to really get in, I had to change my atmosphere in my home,
okay.
amen, and really put that worship music on and just begin to saturate the atmosphere with worship and praise and thanksgiving. These are the tools that you need, worship and praise and thanksgiving, and just begin to play that music and just let it flow all through the home, praise God. And just begin to think on and meditate on the things that God had already brought me through and that he was greater and faithful to do it right now. And that's where I begin to get my strength, Apostle, is when I begin to meditate and say, well, Lord, you never lost a battle in my life. You never failed me, not one time. I don't care what it looked like, how bad it seemed. You have never failed me, not one time. I can trust you in this situation. And that begins to gird you up and give you strength to make that comeback.
Wow. That's powerful. As I listened to what you just said was, one, you reposition yourself. Then you change your environment. But then you renewed your mind. You see what I'm saying? That's the process right there.
Come on.
Reposition. You have to be mindful of the repositioning of yourself. And if you can't reposition yourself, you got to get somebody to reposition you, you know, somebody that can help you to be positioned. But that was it. When you said, I begin to renew my mind. I begin to speak things to me.
Yes.
I begin to tell myself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. And it's called training. It's called training.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember how to train our minds, how to train our spirits. We watch football players in practice. I watch basketball players go through their drills. Even boxers, when they got a big match coming up, they train. And that's what we have to begin to do, just train our spirits, train, because the trials are coming. They come.
Oh,
and if you wait till they get up on you, in my new book, Wisdom Speaks, look at me playing. One of my What am I saying is, don't wait till it starts raining to fix your windshield wipers. You know?
Wow, that's awesome.
And I got that because I had an old bucket of a car one time, and the windshield wipers I knew were terrible, but it started raining real hard, and it's like, I can't see. So then I get out the car. I'm trying to fix the windshield wipers, and rain is coming down. I should have done that, you know. But that's when we find ourselves trying to fix the windshield wiper when it's raining, you know. Mm-hmm. But like you said, a process, reposition yourself. Change your environment. Change the spirit of your environment. Add something to, take something away, let that music illuminate. And then renew your mind. That's very powerful. Let me ask you this question. What challenges do you feel are big challenges to people today? You had already mentioned depression, you know, people that you see the body of Christ going through.
Yes, and rejection. You know, a lot of people are dealing with the spirit of rejection. And that's another real issue I find. You know, amongst believers, there's the spirit of rejection and the spirit of acceptance, want to be accepted, you know, and a lot of times they become people pleasers and they trying to do all these things just to get someone to accept them. And, you know, and a lot of times what it is, their focus is so wrong. Their focus should be on to please the Lord and to know that you are accepted by God. You are accepted into the beloved. And that's all that matters, that you are accepted in God. You are his beloved. And you got to know that you're loved by God, you know. And so many, they need a healing. There's an inner healing that needs to take place. So some of them are still in what we call a setback because of intern issues, things that are on the inside that has not been dealt with or been addressed, or they haven't really acknowledged or ready to let God go into those painful areas, those holes that's in their soul that God wants to put together, wants to, you know, mend all the brokenness. And there's a lot of things that are taking place like that. So a lot of times people are living in confinement. A lot of folks, they don't have to go to prison and be incarcerated. They're incarcerated within their own selves. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that's going on.
You opened up so much. I just want you to keep on with that. But when you said about rejection and acceptance, rejection and acceptance, and people focus are off, they jumping through hoops, they spending all kind of money, they're doing a whole lot of things because they want to be accepted.
That's right.
And then you hit it. It's some deep scars. Mom and daddy didn't want me. You know, men abused me, women used me, friends backstabbed and betrayed me. Right. And you know, so you got people who don't been through these serious ordeals, and now they're wanting acceptance. But you said that deep healing, that deep inner healing is what they need. If you could just elaborate on that and how the Holy Ghost can get into that area.
Right, that deep healing that's needed. You know, a lot of times folks are, you know, on edge and they have a lot of anger and lashing out. And, you know, there's a lot of that's going on. But when you yield to the Holy Spirit and ask God, we have to give God permission. See, God is not going to break in and tie you down and make you do anything. You got to want him to do it. Amen. And you got to come to the place and acknowledge that, look, I need help. When I was out there on drugs and doing my thing and was suicidal and left the club that night and was coming home, left the club that morning because we partied from the night to the daybreak and came home, got the biggest butcher knife in the house. I was ready to take myself out. But even in my sin, God spoke to me, and he said, do not take your life. And when I began to fall on my knees, man of God, and cry out to God with desperation from my soul, from my heart, wanting him to deliver me from the pain, from the hurt, from everything where I was scarred on the inside, when I just began to really cry out, I'm going to tell you this, God healed me instantly, and he delivered me instantly.
You know what, that's so powerful how you were saying about yielding to the Holy Ghost. Sometimes believers or those who've gotten saved, we forget we were once unsaved and didn't have the Spirit of God in our nature. And so we say, well, they don't understand that. They do. They understand what it is to yield to God. They do understand. And after you've been in this way for a while, you forget the loneliness. You forget the emptiness. Not all of us. Some of us have forgot the state you were in. We were
that's
empty,
right,
and filled with devils and filled with demons.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people in the world who are filled with devil, and some of them want to be delivered. I ain't gonna say all of them because I ain't gonna say what I want to say, but some people they ready to give up their devils. So, you know, you can cast them out all you want. You can cast their devils out all they want. And then as soon as they leave your church, seven of them going to come back and make that person worse. But keep on casting them
out. That's right.
Fighting. But when people are ready to yield and surrender to God, they come. Like the demoniac. He came and fell down at Jesus' feet and worshiped.
That's right.
Just like we did one day when we had enough. Some of us was full of ourselves and had enough of who we were. Some of us were in situations where we couldn't take it no more. Some of us had ruined our lives till we didn't know what to do with ourselves anymore. And that's when the Lord came in and said, I'm a friend that seeks closer than a brother. That's when he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you open up, I'll come in. And
that's right.
We didn't bounce back because we were so strong. We didn't bounce back because we were so powerful. And even now we don't do it because we got so much strength. He said, it's not by might, not by power, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Before we go to our next break, is it possible to come back and develop that staying power? So that you don't have to keep bouncing back and coming back. You know how they used to pick at people? They said, you know, he had the altar every week or she had the altar every week. I used to say, that's what they need. That's what they need. But at the same time, do you feel it's possible to develop that staying power so that when stuff hits you, you don't have to run. You don't have to walk away. You can stand and just deal with it right then, you and the Lord?
Amen. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Amen. Definite.
So you believe that there is a staying power?
There is a staying power, yes, sir, because it's through prayer. And I know a lot of times folks, I don't know what happened to, I ain't going to say all the churches, but I don't know what happened to prayer in the church. I don't know what happened to why folks don't want to pray. I mean, we want to do everything else but pray. But prayer is the stand power. That's what the fire is. That's that keeping power, you know, prayer, in prayer. That's where it's at. And it fortifies you. It gives you that strength to be able to stand. So like you say, when the storm comes, when the test comes, when the trial comes, you prayed up. You might feel the blow or the wind or whatever, but you can stand because you have been in that place called prayer.
That's right. And you got to have that staying power. I remember when I was in Virginia, me and my church, we prayed. You know, some of my elders, they fell asleep, but, you know, I was up praying. And,
gotcha.
You know,
they laughing at me saying,
I bet, yeah, right. Listen, but what did the old people used to say? If you pray, you can stay. If you fast, you can last. And if
that's
you can take it, you can make it. Listen, we're going to go to break, and then when we come back, we're going to finish up. We're talking about a comeback story. Y'all hold on. We'll be right back.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Wynn, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising.
Advertise with WIN to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on WIN, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
All right, we're back. I'm Apostle John L. Solomon. You're tuned in to Spirit from the Lion's Den. We are powered by We Inspire Network Radio. Prophetess Evangelist Tina Danzel is here with me tonight. You still here, Evangelist?
Amen.
Amen. Live and kicking. We're talking about a comeback story.
I said knock them out. Come on.
Quit calling a comeback.
Yeah.
I've been here for years. Fuck my fears, putting suckers in fear. I'm going to take this itty bitty world by storm. And I'm just getting warm.
Uh-oh. Don't call it a comeback, but it is a comeback story.
Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist.
You know, the scripture came to me and says that men ought to always pray and not faint. So prayer is very important, Apostle. And, you know, it helps you to identify even some of the things within your own self. Amen. Mm-hmm. Prayer. Amen. Will bring it to the surface. And so prayer is very important. It ignites your fire. My God, have you ever prayed and got up and you felt stronger? My God, than you did before you went down.
Amen.
You might have went down and you felt weak or you was discouraged. And in prayer, God will speak to you in prayer. Amen. He will give you power in prayer. Amen. There's so much happening in prayer. Prayer is not just talking to God, but there are supernatural things that take place in prayer. And I'm a firm believer that, praise God, if you get in a difficult place, a tight place, and you start talking to God, honey, everything else got to back up and line up and get right.
I agree with that. A lot of people say, well, prayer is just talking to God. Prayer is not just anything. Prayer is more powerful than that. Or people will say,
yes,
you know, when you don't know what to do, pray. No. When you do know what to do, pray. You know, prayer
Amen.
Is so paramount. And if it became more of if we understood how powerful it is, a man by the name of E.M. Bounds, he has a book called The Complete Works of E.M. Bounds. That book is so thick. It's about 5 to 6 books in one book about prayer and the different elements of prayer. And I'm telling you, it shows you everything about prayer. There's prayer and petition, prayer and supplication, prayer and intercessory, prayer and praise. I was praying the other night just thanking God. Even as something came to my mind, as different scenes and events came to my mind, I just said thank you. And each thank you, you know what, we're supposed to be talking about comeback story. You don't got me on prayer. Look what the Lord has done.
Well, prayer helps you come back.
That's right. It helps you to come back. We were talking about come back. How important is it to have a support system around you when making a comeback? Or do you not really need a lot of people around you?
It's very important. It's very, very vital, very important that you have a support system, that you have people of God in your life to be able to counsel you, to be able to speak into your life, to be able to direct you, encourage you. All those things are very important because iron sharpens iron. It's very important that you have people in your life who are kingdom people, people who believe the word of God, not just anybody, but they got to believe the word of God.
I just want to interject. Having the right people. Because if you got the wrong people, if you got the wrong people in your
you're
life,
in trouble.
It'd be a mess, but then at the same time, you could have the wrong people who are in the right place, like a Judas. You know, you got a Judas. You got Judases around you who's supposed to kiss you because they're gonna put you in the place of your destiny. It's not gonna be pleasant at first, but them Judases that kiss you gonna put you right where you need to be. So you gotta have the right people. But when you're down, like you said, you gotta have kingdom minded people. You gotta have spiritual people who can restore you. Go ahead. I'm taking over. I'm taking over like it's my show. You go ahead.
Well, you know what, Apostle? Because I was really, really in a serious crisis not too long ago, and I'm gonna be transparent. I mean, it was a crisis concerning man, okay? But concerning Christ, I had Christ on the inside, which is the anointed one, amen. I was going through a serious crisis, praise God, and it was a lonely place. It was a place where I just felt like, you know, all my strength was gone. I mean, it was such a great hit from the enemy. But I thank God for you and different ones who came alongside of me and began to speak into my spirit and began to remind me of what the Word of God has to say about my situation and about my circumstances and begin to pour into me. You need somebody to really pour into you, hallelujah, and know how to pour into you. And I just thank God for those who didn't get into the pity party with me, but they stood firm and flat-footed on what the Word of God has to say, and it gave me strength to make a comeback. It gave me strength to get up and trust and have expectation and believe that this thing is going to turn around and the best is coming out for me because all things is going to work together for my good. So even though it's tore up, messed up, but it's some good coming out of it. If I can dare to believe the Word of God, amen.
Right.
I can see the good coming out. And like you said, you need people who can wise and godly counsel. And it's not good, amen, to be alone. It's not good to be by yourself. I never forget the Lord said, two is better than one. I woke up out of my sleep. I wasn't even fully woke. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, two is better than one. Amen. And one can send 1,000 a flight, and two can send 10,000 a flight. You need somebody in your life, somebody that's a kingdom, understand the principles of the kingdom, and they are kingdom minded, and they walk in eternity. You cannot do it by yourself.
That's right.
You cannot. You can't. Don't fool yourself. The enemy will destroy you because the devil knows he don't want nobody there. He wants to have you in confinement. But I tell you, if you can get some wise and some good counsel in your life and people who will really pour into you, Proverbs 11 and 14 speaks about that there is safety in a multitude of counsel. Go ahead, Apostle.
No, that's it. You spewing scriptures and getting it going. That's how you do it. That's right. And that's what the enemy desires to do, to divide and conquer you. The first thing,
that's
I got to isolate you. If I can isolate you from everybody
that's
else and pull you to myself and put negative thoughts into your mind, then I can conquer you. You know, and that's why they told me early on in my walk with God, don't, no matter what you do, don't run from God, run to him, because there are going to be things to say. There are going to be things to come along to try to pull you away from him and make you think he don't want to see you. He don't want to talk to you. But he said, but they always said, don't run from him, run to him. And that was one of the powerful things that I've heard. You talking some good stuff. We're down to our last several minutes, but I just want to say, Evangelist Danza, I thank God for you coming on the show tonight. Thank you for being on the podcast. Thank you for allowing me to come on your radio broadcast. It's a blessing, and I appreciate that. And then just sharing tonight, talking about a comeback story, because Lord knows I've had to start over several times. Good gracious. And I'm telling you, I ain't starting over no more. I ain't hitting the rock bottom anymore. I told God, I ain't hit the bottom no more. If I hit the bottom, we might as well build a gold palace down there, because I'm staying down there, you know. I'm not starting over again where I gotta keep coming back and keep coming back. I don't bounce back and I'm staying up. Because that staying power is in the Holy Ghost. That staying power. See, when you don't know your value, when you don't know what's mine, when you don't know what you're worth, then you go through little ridiculous things. But when you come to yourself like the prodigal son, and then you realize what's been invested in you, when you realize what you have the offer. And when you realize the treasure that the enemy is after inside of you, you say, you know what?
Yes, Lord.
I'm coming back. I'm coming up, and I ain't going
yes.
down.
Yes. Glory.
You know? And that's it. You know, I want to ask you, what's the greatest comeback story you ever heard? You know, don't count the one I just told you, you know, not that one, you know.
You talking about from the Bible?
It doesn't matter. What's the greatest
comeback story I ever heard was when Jesus,
you
my God, when he was crucified and he went down, my God, and he got up. That was the greatest comeback story, that he got up, amen. He got up and came back with all power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the greatest comeback story, because they beat him.
Yes.
He was betrayed.
Yes.
He was hung on the cross.
Come on.
Buried in the tomb.
Yes.
This out.
But he got up. He got up with all power. Yes, he did.
All power in his hand. And then he said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Then he said something that people forget. He said, go. You know?
That's right.
He didn't say stay. He didn't say be still.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
that's
go.
Right.
You know? And that's what we're told to do. And every morning when I wake up, there's a goal in my spirit. Now, some days my goal
Thank
is a little
Jesus.
Slow, but some days my goal is a little slow, but there's a
Thank
goal.
You, Jesus.
Now,
Thank
Evangelist
you,
Dan, as we prepare to close, on a serious note, there's some people that are listening
mm-hmm.
to our broadcast, both in the studio
yes.
and abroad, who they're in a hard place. And
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of them don't think that they can come back from it. But we know he's able. If you
yes.
just take a few minutes and just minister to that person and speak to their heart of hearts, your words may infuse with the Holy Ghost can trigger something in them to help bring them up. If you could do that for
Thank
us.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, I would say to you that are listening out there, amen, that I want to tell you that it is not over, that God's purpose and God's plan for your life shall come to pass. If you would just have the faith and believe and say, Lord, you said it in your word, and I believe it, and that settles it, you will see miraculous changes begin to take place. Things will begin to turn around. And some of you that are listening, you lost, you got discouraged, you got depressed, praise God, and you went through a lot, and you gave up on your dream. You gave up on your passion. I want to say to you, get your passion back. Get your drive back. Praise God. Those things that fulfilled you, go back to those things, amen, and grab hold to those things and begin to drive forward with those things and watch God begin to open up doors. Watch God begin to give you strategy. Watch God begin to give you breakthrough. But you must get up from where you are right now and speak to your circumstances and let your circumstances know that this is not the will nor the plan of God, that I be defeated, that I be down, that I give up, that I keep falling in a setback. No, I'm rising up, and I'm just going to be the greatest comeback, because this is the comeback. Amen.
That's right. Amen. My God, Evangelist Dancer, God bless you. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
My
we
pleasure.
We appreciate your time. We appreciate the knowledge, the anointing that's on your life. God bless and prosper you, and may whatever you touch succeed.
Thank God bless you. Thank you so much for having me. I thank God
Amen.
For you.
Amen. To all my listeners, thank God for you. You are tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den, a comeback story. I'm going to see you next Wednesday. Same channel, same blog talk, the 5th of July at 7 p.m. I'm going to have some real powerful stuff for you. So you come on into the Lion's Den with me. And we're going to discuss some relevant issues, and we're going to get down to business. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite songs so that you know that you're loose and you've been set free. God bless you. Thank you for tonight, and I will see you next week.